Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Safe Space Podcast with Diamond. This week, I want to talk about friendships. I feel like that can be a very, like, kind of touchy topic just in terms of what we allow, what we don't allow. And also just, like, because obviously, you know, people that we're friends with listen to the things that we say, or they'll, you know, watch us on our socials. And, you know, like, at this point, you're just acquaintances. Like, not everyone is your friend, and that's something that we really have to get into the habit of differentiating between. So, like I said, this may be a little touchy episode. Me, quite frankly, I don't care. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, I have my little circle that I'm very content with, and everybody else is just here, just existing. So let's get into it. So yeah, I'm gonna just start out with choosing violence, because I can do that. That's what I do. Everyone is not a good friend. Like, and people need to learn how to be better friends. It's the same thing, like, when we go into relationships, or we have these standards for relationships and standards for, like, our family and, like, certain boundaries, things like that. You have those certain standards and boundaries for your friends too, no matter if it's, you know, a guy friend or a girlfriend. Like, there's still those same standards and boundaries that we want to hold our friends to. And a lot of people choose to just kind of glance over it, or they'll walk over you, or they'll treat you as like a convenient friend. And I can talk about being the convenient friend, because I've been the convenient friend for so long, until I started to cut those people out of my life. Because what we're not about to do is that. And what I mean by convenient friend, I'm talking about, like, you're the friend that people call on when they just want to vent, or they got into it with, you know, their boyfriend or girlfriend, and they know they can call on you any time of day and you're going to answer. They're the friend, or you're the friend that, like, when they need something, they know that you're always going to answer the phone. Like, if they're low on something, like money, or, you know, they need a place to stay last minute, or, you know, they, I don't know, they forgot something at the store, or, you know, they just need help. They just need a help in some way, shape, or form. And they know that they can call on you, because you're going to be there, because you've proven time and time again that you care and you're trusting and, like, just reliable, loving, all these things. So they think that, oh, okay, well, Diamond's the sweet friend who, you know, she just takes care of everybody, so let me just call her because she's not gonna mind. Like, okay, that only works for so long, because then when we flip it and it's reversed, you don't do the same thing. Like, you guys really lack just, like, that mutual kind of respect, or just the mutual care that you expect from the convenient friend. And that's what I mean by that. Like, that's why that irritates me so bad. And that's why, like, I really did separate myself, not even just this year, but last year and this year, I have just removed myself from so many people's lives just because of that alone. Like, you're not just about to be using me, because that's essentially what it comes down to, is you're just using me for what you know I can bring to your life, or what you know I offer when you're not even there for me. If you're calling me up at 2 a.m. because you're just getting home from the club or whatever, and you're in an Uber or you're walking, yeah, I would answer. Or it's the middle of the night and you just got into it, you know, with your partner and you crying or whatever. Okay, yeah, I'm up. What's going on? You know, or if you're low on rent, a few dollars, and you need some help, okay, let me see what I can do. You know, you need help figuring out, like, something in your life, and you need someone to help research things. Okay, yeah, I'm there, of course. Because that's just me as a person. I've always been caring. I've always been loving, empathetic, like, all these things across the board. And people will literally take advantage of that. They will take advantage of that. They will take advantage of you. And that's not even just in friendships. Like, I'm talking about friendships this episode, but that goes for, like, any relationship. Like, I've seen that in, like, family situations. I've seen that in previous, like, romantic relationships. Like, people will really take advantage of the genuine people, and that's not cool. Like, because I don't do that to you, you know? And so I feel like when you start to see those patterns, it makes you angry. Like, there was a certain point in time where I was just kind of frustrated. I was angry, and it would kind of start to show, but they didn't see that, or those people would take it as like just a joke, or I'm just having a bad day, when it's like, no, I'm telling you that this is bothering me, and you're refusing to even acknowledge it. You're refusing to like see what you do. So then when I cut you off, now you're gonna feel it, because I'm not gonna be there anymore. I'm not gonna answer your texts. I'm not gonna answer your calls. I'm gonna watch the phone ring, and I'm not going to answer. Like, it's just, it's that, like, it's that deep for me, because I gave you the chance to correct those issues. And that's one thing I want people to realize, because I see these posts on Twitter, or we call it X now, all the time, where it's like, oh, y'all will give that man 100 chances, but not your friend. No. One thing about me, I'm going to give my friends the same amount of chances, okay? And I will actually tell you what the issue is, or I will make it known, and you will ignore that. And that's when I'm cutting myself out of that equation, because I've gave you that chance, and I've articulated what it is that's bothering me, and you refuse to even like listen or change it, because you think it's a joke, and everything is not a joke, okay? Like, it's actually really serious. So yeah, no, that conversation, I don't apply that to myself. There's some people, now some people do that, like some people will give everybody else, or like that man, a whole bunch of chances and not their friends. There are some that do that, but as for me, no, I give everybody like equal chances. So yeah, my friends, I still hold them to a high standard. I still hold them to the same like love and care as anybody else, because those are my friends. Like, when you're my friend, you're my family. Like, when you get to that point, like, yeah, you're my family. That's why I don't have a problem, you know, of being there. But if I'm being there and you're taking advantage of that, that's a whole different conversation. It's a whole different conversation, because you're just using me. You're using me. Like, I'm not your sugar daddy. I'm not your sugar mama. Like, be so for real. So, no. But, yeah, that's just, clearly that's one of my pet peeves. It's just, like, people kind of seeing you as a convenient friend, and they don't reciprocate that same energy when it comes to you. Like, if I'm calling you, and now you're ignoring my calls, or you're like, oh, my phone was off, and it's just excuse, like, what? Or I need help about something, and now everybody's just MIA. Like, I need to vent, and nobody's there. You know, I was struggling with something, and I reached out, and then they're like, oh, well, you didn't say anything. Babes, I reached out to you. I did say something. I was trying to say something, and you ignored me, so you're done. Like, you're done. So that's really one thing I don't mess with, because I take things to heart. Like, I am very sensitive, and at first that was one thing I was like, I really hate how sensitive I can be, but at the same time, it's honestly, I don't know, it's a blessing and a curse, because it's a blessing because, as I mentioned in the last episode, you know, I'm able to be empathetic, I'm able to share my wisdom and just understand and see things in different perspectives, instead of just having like this one tunnel vision and like not having any emotion. So it is a blessing in that way. It's a curse only because like I can internalize things and hold on to things for a while, until like I'm able to let it go physically. Like, so it's just one of those things where, you know, you can use it to your advantage, but at the same time, it's just managing those emotions and like knowing like, okay, this bothered me, but now this thing is done, so let me just let it go. And that's what I've been doing this past like year and a half. That's exactly what I've been doing. Like, you know what, I'm not about to keep wasting my energy on people who clearly don't care about me in the same ways that I care about them. So yeah. It's crazy to think about it and like talk about it, because I was really debating on even making this an episode, because I'm like, do I really want to do that? But like I said in the beginning, yeah, like I'm slightly going to choose violence, because we're grown and people need to understand like your standpoint and where you come from. And sometimes people don't understand it until like you just say it out blatantly. So yeah, it's just gonna be what it's gonna be. But what's funny is, right before I was about to record this, I had seen a TikTok, and it was this young lady, and she was very like emotional and kind of from the same point, same standpoint as myself when it comes to like just being a genuine person and being the genuine person in friendships. Like, you will show up for everybody else and they won't show up for you. And this goes like deeper than just being the convenient friend. I'm talking about, you know, like, you will be there to celebrate everybody else. You know, you'll get the invites to come to so-and-so's birthday, or come to this graduation, or come to this award show, or, you know, let's hang out and do this because so-and-so did that, or we're gonna go out because, you know, you won this, or like all those things, the different accolades, different, you know, reasons to go out and celebrate something. But in reverse, when it comes to you, there is nobody who will do the same for you. And I really felt her video on such a deep level. It didn't really make me emotional, only because I've been able to kind of like shed those layers of myself since I have my very tight circle now. Like, I don't really care about those things, but I care about it enough to talk about it because I've lived through it. And just seeing that was just like, wow. Like, I remember when I was in that, you know, predicament, but then things got better. But the point still stands of like, it's, people don't understand until they're in it. Like, it is a different kind of like just realization and betrayal, so to speak. And honestly, like, low-key anger when you have these so-called like quote-unquote friends, and your birthday will come around and no one has planned anything, or, you know, you're planning something and they're like, oh, of course you want to go and get all dressed up, dolled up, da 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 da, you know. And then they'll start to make different like suggestions of like, oh, well, why not, let's do this instead. But it's like, it's my birthday, so no. This is what I want to do, you know. And then you end up kind of like switching your plans around a little bit just to accommodate for everybody else's like needs or wants, when it shouldn't be like that. Or on the flip side, you'll just end up spending your birthday by yourself because everyone else is like too busy, or, you know, you've mentioned like, it'd be nice to have like kind of a surprise party or something, and no one does that surprise for you. But for me, I've done the surprise parties. Like, I've literally went out of my way to make certain friends feel special on their day because I knew that they've had a tough year, things were bothering them, like, you know, they just felt like the world was crashing down on them. So I went out of my way to make them feel special. Like, I'm planning all these things, I'm getting the decorations, I'm getting the favorite like cake or whatever, and really setting it up so that way they can feel special and surprised and like all these things, and just feel loved with people around them that they care about. But in return, you do not get that. It's always some type of combative, like, you know, oh, well, why do you want to do this instead of this? Or let's do this, da, 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 da. But it's my birthday, though. Like, yeah. That's why, like, low-key, I have kind of let go of birthdays. Like, certain things used to be very, like, important to me, and I get excited about, like, holidays. I used to be a big holiday person. Now, recently, I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, it's the holidays, cool. I'm like, I'll play my Christmas music, but I'm not about to get overhyped about it because, no. Birthdays, like, I don't, like, do not ask me what I'm about to do for my birthday this upcoming year, because I don't know, and quite frankly, I don't really care. I really don't, and it sucks to say that, but it's just, like, I really don't. Like, I'm at a point where it's like, if somebody plans something for me, then okay, yes, I'll be like super happy and ecstatic. But for me, I'm not about to plan anything. I'm not planning anything. I'm not buying any like fancy clothes or anything. No, it's just going to be what it's going to be, and I'm going to call it a day, just because of those reasons. Like, yeah. Like, I realize, like, as you get older, sometimes you just have to celebrate things in the way that you want to celebrate, just to make yourself happy. Because when you start to go out of your way and you realize that that energy isn't being reciprocated, it's just like, it's like you're letting yourself down. You're letting yourself down. So that's why you just got to get rid of those people, like those so-called friends who only like you around when it's convenient for them, who only like you around when you can do things for them. Like, no. Because like I said, like, when it's time to celebrate you, they are not to be found. They are not to be found. Like, and it's just, it gets to a certain point. It's like, okay, well, what is it about me that's so, like, I don't know, like, why do I have to be the afterthought friend? You know, why am I the afterthought anyway as a person? You know, like, if we've done all these, we had these deep conversations, I considered you my friend or my family, why is it that you're just leaving me behind? Like, I'm just the, I don't know, the crust of the pie, or like that piece of food that nobody wants, you know, the butt of the bread, so to speak. Like, why do you have to treat me like that when I don't treat you like that? Like, those are the things that really just make me upset. And then I hate when I see it, like, still to this day, like, seeing it from other people's perspectives, it really sucks to see that, because it's like, you can tell when somebody really has, like, a true, genuine spirit and kind heart, and they're so hurt by these people. And it's like, no, don't even be hurt. Like, it's easier to say it now than, you know, being in it, because, like, looking from the outside, and it's like, you know what, those people just aren't meant to be in your life. They're just not genuine, and they don't deserve you. But being in it, it's like, you're stuck in that, like, well, why do I have to feel this way? Like, why does no one care about me in those same ways? Why, like, just all the whys, like, why, you know, until you actually get fed up. And I was at that point where I was just fed up, because you're not just about to treat me any type of way and just think that it's okay. And then it's funny when you actually do take those steps to cut people off, and then, like, weeks go by, maybe months or a couple months go by, and then all of a sudden you're getting the phone calls, you're getting the text messages, they're reaching out, you know, they're reposting you on their story, or, like, liking your pictures now. You wasn't doing that when I was talking to you. You weren't doing that when I was actually in your life, but now you're doing it because you see that I'm not talking to you. You see that I'm not messing with you. Like, no, things are not cool. They're not cool. Like, there's no bad blood. There's never any bad blood with me, because I just don't have the energy to do all that. Like, there's no beef. It's just the fact of I'm done. Like, there's nothing else for me to do. There's nothing for us to talk about. I don't need you in my space. I don't want to hang out. I don't want to go to a cafe with you. I don't want to go hang out. We're just done, because I've given you all the chances and you chose to ignore them. You chose to be the way that you were and think that everything was a joke. And now here we are, you know, or you just chose to misunderstand me in a way for no reason. You chose to perceive me in a certain way. And that's one thing I hate, is being perceived in a way that's not meant to be. Like, I think I've mentioned before on maybe a previous episode of, like, some people will perceive you in a certain way that just kind of makes you seem either uppity or, like, super bougie, or just, like, wanting certain things. And I've gotten that so many times, that people will just kind of read me the wrong way, and it's like, why are you reading me that way instead of just asking me? Like, people will think that, oh, well, because she likes to dress up and put on these dresses and, like, wear heels all the time, that she's uppity and just likes to go to fancy places. No. I just like to look good. And if me looking good does something to you, that just means you're either intimidated or you just think that I'm supposed to look less than. Like, and that's never going to be that, okay? I just have a certain confidence about myself. And on top of that, I just like to look good sometimes. And if that means putting on a dress and some heels, then that's what I'm going to do. And you just don't have to be there. Like, I really, things like that really just, like, take me off to another level. And I've seen it so many times. I'm not sure if y'all have seen, like, that whole TikTok about, you know, the girls going to their birthday and the other friend, like, kind of, like, quote-unquote outdressed the birthday girl, but it's like there was no dress code discussed or anything like that. And honestly, the outfits were casual, but it's like, if it's your birthday, then like, if you know your friend likes to dress up, like, then dress up. That's how I took it. Like, if it's your birthday, dress up, look how you want to look, but don't get mad at somebody else for dressing how they dress. For me, like, if it's my birthday and I'm going out to eat with my girls, I already know how we're coming. Like, I already know. They know I'm about to look good and I expect them to look good because it's about to be a bad bitch dinner and it's just gonna be and it's just gonna be that. Like, you gotta know your friends. So, like, my circle, I know my circle very well and they know me very well. Like, it's gonna be that. We like to look good, so we're gonna look good together. Like, it's just that. But it's just a certain kind of just like a condescending nature when someone is critiquing like your every move. I don't like a backwards compliment. Like, and you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, when it comes to certain situations like that, it's like, oh, well, she always likes to do this, or oh, wow, girl, you have to do all of that just to go eat. Like, excuse me? Where is this coming from? Like, why are you even making that comment? Like, you could just say, oh, you look really pretty, or you look nice, or, you know, just certain things like that. But for you to make it seem like, to me, comments like that, they kind of just read like, oh, you're doing the most just to go out to eat. Like, now I don't feel good. Like, now I don't feel cute. Now I felt like I have to change my outfit. You don't have to change your outfit. We just have on different things. We have different vibes. We have different styles, different aesthetics. Like, everybody ain't got to look the same. And that's one thing I hate about today is all these friend groups. Like, everyone feels like they have to look like the next person, and you do not. Like, they be like, oh, this is the leader of the friend group. Leader? What are we talking about? That's so, like, that's just so childish to me. Everyone should be able to have their own little vibe going on, and that's just that. Like, I don't understand, like, I really don't like this day and age. I don't. There are so many rules. There are so many, like, constraints and restrictions and just, like, backwards-ass compliments and, you know, passive aggressiveness. I don't do that. I really don't. Like, you will be done. We will be done. I will not speak to you. And like I said, this whole, like, past year and a half, that's what I've been doing. I've been weeding out the people who just have not been adding any value to my life, who have been giving me those backwards compliments, who have been treating me like the convenient friend, or just using me, because I'm not here for it. I am not. Like, going into this next year, I just feel like this is my time for even more growth. And the people that I have in my life right now are the people that are here to stay. Like, you have to literally cut out certain people from your life in order to grow and flourish. And I've seen it. Like, I have seen the way that I have added value into others' lives and watched them grow and hear them even, like, tell me that I've been a blessing to their lives. And that's just not even me being, what's it called? What is the word that I'm looking for? Oh my God, cocky. That's not me being cocky. No, this is, like, actual things that I have heard from my friends and, you know, my man even. Like, just how you can add certain value to people's lives and they don't notice it until, like, they've seen certain things. You know, like, if I'm, I don't know, like, giving out all this patience and, like, grace or just a softness, like, that filters into somebody else's lives because they may not behave in those ways. So now they're taking that from you and using it, you know, to their advantage. And for me, like, from some of my friends or even, you know, my significant other, like, just certain ways of just standing my ground or just having a certain confidence and, like, really standing in my womanhood and, like, all these things and putting my foot down and, like, letting my voice be heard. That's things that I've learned from every single person that is around me. That's why I'm able to speak out on certain things, because I've learned that from them. So that's what I mean when I say, like, when you add certain things to people's lives, like, that makes you a good friend. That makes you a good partner. Like, those are the things that matter. If you're not adding those things to my life, you're done. You're done. So, like, no, snip, snip, bye-bye. See you later, because we only have this life right now. So I plan on living it to the fullest and, you know, really being present with myself, like, really being present with me. I don't have the time or energy to give myself to these friends who weren't appreciative of everything that I have to offer, because you didn't appreciate me while I was there. So I'm not about to go out of my way just to, you know, give you the satisfaction of feeding into your ways to kind of pull me back in. I'm like, oh, okay, you're posting me. Okay, you liked a few posts. Great. I'm like, I'm not about to go out of my way to reach out to you just so that way that fuels your satisfaction. Because it's going to be the same pattern. It's the same pattern. I don't have time for that. I don't. There's been so many people in my life who I've given, like, second or third chance to, like, in terms of friendships, family, like, whatever, who will do the same thing over and over and over again. To me, it's just, like, you just don't care. So if you don't care, I don't care. And you're gone. Simple as that. So, yeah. Like, that just goes to say, you guys, like, just know who you are. Know who you want in your life. And really just kind of weigh, like, okay, do I need this person? What have they added? Am I just a convenient friend? Or are they using me? Or is it something deeper? Because sometimes, yes, people do have other things going on in their lives. And you can know that. And they can say that too. Like, it's not that difficult to communicate. Like, you can just be like, hey, I just had a lot of things going on right now. So I just don't have the time or energy to kind of, you know, be talking to people. But I'll check in with you. Simple. But to just, like, you know, blatantly just kind of not include you in things or not speak to you, but only include you or speak to you when it's convenient for them because they need something, that's where I draw the line. So that's why I say, like, I'm so happy with my circle right now, because I can check on my circle and my circle can check on me, and it's mutual. For example, I have a long distance best friend who, like, if I see that she's not posting or I haven't heard from her in a while, like, we don't talk every day, but when we do talk, it's very valuable. Like, it's valuable, meaningful, like, conversations, or we're joking around, like, XYZ. Like, if she hasn't been posting, or I know that she is going through something and I have that thought run across my head, I'm texting her ASAP. Like, hey, boo, how are you? What's going on? Just want to check in on you. And, you know, she'll be like, oh my God, I was just thinking about you too. Like, da 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 da. And then we'll have a conversation and, like, really check in with each other. Simple as that. Like, other friends, like, I'll call them, I'll text them, whatever. Just because you have to, you know, just extend that kind of, like, hand, like, just to be there for people, especially in this day and age. Like, there's so much going on. Like, everyone's trying to get their lives together and, you know, just get their mental together. So it's not difficult to just reach out and check in. And on the flip side, those same people do that for me. If they know I've been going through something, they're checking in. If I haven't been posting, they're checking in. Or if it's just, like, just random, like, just to check in and say, hey, like, what's up? Like, they're doing that. And it's very simple. Very simple. So, like, all of that other stuff, like, it's just excuses. Because, for one, no one's that busy. Two, it takes a few seconds to send a text message. Like, I really can't. So, yeah. Do not let people, like, weigh down on you and, you know, just kind of perceive you in certain ways just because they don't have that same confidence about themselves. Don't let people use you and just treat you as the convenient friend, because it's not a good feeling. And you know when you're the convenient friend, and you'll try to make excuses. Like, you'll try to make the excuses to be like, oh, well, they just got a lot going on, or they're just busy, or, you know, well, they invited me here, but they didn't invite me this time. It's okay, though. Maybe they just forgot. Your friend's not going to forget about you. Your friend is not going to forget about you. It's calculated. Things can be very calculated when it comes to that. So, no. Like, and don't ask to go somewhere if you were not invited. Do not do that. That's one thing I will stand by. Like, if someone's having a party or there's a get together or something and the group's already going, don't be like, oh, well, can I go with you? No, because they could have invited you. They could have sent the text or they could have called. So do not do that. Do not do that. No, like, there'll be other people that come into your lives and treat you how you're supposed to be treated and be an actual good friend and appreciate you in your friendship and show it. So do not settle to be the convenient friend, because it's not worth it. And you'll feel, like, so much more peace from just cutting people off and just, like, ending it there. You just gotta cut the cord and call it a day. Like, life goes on, people will come and go, and it's just gonna be as simple as that. So yeah. And also, like, if you're religious, spiritual, whatever, like, talk to God about it too, and he will give you the signs. So you'll know, like, you will know who's here to stay and who's not here to stay. Because me, I ask for signs all the time. Like, I really do. And I'm not ashamed to say that, like, I will ask for the signs all the time when it comes to, like, friendship, relationship, family. Like, I will ask for my signs and I'll get my answer. So that's why I can say, like, the people right now are solid and are here to stay. So, yeah, it's going to be what it's going to be. But as for everybody else, no, you just won't hear from me. And I'm content with that. If you're not content with it, you should have been better. You should have done better. But yeah, you're only feeling it right now because that silence is loud. And you had me and you didn't appreciate it. So yeah. But yeah, cherish your friends. Love on your friends. Appreciate them. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode of The Safe Space.